Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I watched that whole Brady Bunch episode where they got their tonsils out and they got all that ice cream. I would have been happy with ice cream when I was a kid, but no, I had to keep my tonsils. Sorry. 216-474-0092.
Andy, the tracks are right back over here.
I don't care where they are.
If you'd like to steer the train that way.
Just because I have problems, childhood problems, I go yell at my 80-plus-year-old mom and say, why didn't you take my tonsils out?
That'd be a nice thing to do.
She loves me, so it doesn't matter. It's still a conversation at that point. Cavaliers tonight, Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
Jeff, important is I can't say enough about tonight's game. Looking forward to it. I do expect Orlando to play better at home.
I expect Orlando to win.
I don't think they're going to win, Jeff.
No. Nope.
I think the Cavs go up 3-0 in the series tonight.
Well, I hope so. That would be nice.
Why do you think they're going to win?
Because I don't think the Cavs will sweep. You know, I said that before the series started, so I thought Cavs in 5 or 6, and I think that means Orlando has to win. So I think tonight's the game to win if you're Orlando. Otherwise, you might get swept, clearly. You know, if you don't perform well at home in your first shot at it in the playoffs, you're probably not going to bounce back and win game 4. So I think Orlando, tonight's the game. If the Cavaliers can get this one, then you put Orlando in its place and away you go. But I would think the Magic win this game tonight. And then I would think that the Cavs have a great chance to win game 4.
I see a much closer game tonight, obviously, but I still don't think ultimately Orlando has the answer for the Cavaliers. As we've watched two big guys.
For a series or one individual game?
Well, even just for the last two games.
Well, that's a playoff series, though. You know what I mean?
I know.
There's a lot of back and forth. And
I
you just think you're going to get swept at this point.
You know, I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Cavaliers are going to have to work to get this one, though.
They'll get their best effort, won't they?
Yeah, they're going to. Orlando's not just going to roll over and die.
If this isn't the best game Orlando plays, not just of the first two and three, if it's not the best game they play all series long, Andy, I'll be surprised. I think they'll play really well tonight.
I'm curious to watch if the Cavaliers get behind, what happens. Where will they go from there? But why are you doing the dribble sign?
That was the pound, pound, pound sign.
Well, isn't that the fear?
Oh, we're behind. Somebody go ISO, please.
That's the problem.
Yes, it is.
Because they haven't had to do that. They've had the lead in every moment of this series.
Yes.
So I do think that the moment of epiphany will be when the Cavaliers find themselves trailing Orlando in a hostile environment, flashing. And this is where I think you learned from last year. You knew what it was like to be in New York, to be down and not be able to come back. So now you've got that knowledge and experience behind you on your resume. Now what are you going to do against a team that isn't anywhere near where the Knicks were last year? They're not.
Well, no, of course they're not.
So, you know, what did you learn? Where are you going with this thing? How can they get there? I think they win tonight. I've said it I said it after game two. They're going to sweep the series. But this, I do believe, Jeff, and I think you're right, this will be the toughest game. If they don't win tonight, then this will be the game they don't lose. I can't imagine them coming back next week to 2-2 series tie. Again, because the series doesn't start until a road team wins, right?
Yeah. Well,
I've heard that 10,000 times over the last
24. It's true. I would just be surprised if the Cavaliers sweep this series. I think Orlando's got at least one win in them. And I would be really surprised if the Cavs don't win the series.
Well, the good news is that like half the people aren't even going to be able to watch tonight's game again because they're all, unless they figured out a way to do it after they were, didn't watch the game or wanted to watch the game the other night.
Man, easy way to do it.
I got 10,000 emails. All right, I got 2 emails from folks, friends of mine that are like, I can't believe.
I'm glad you don't exaggerate things.
Never. Fans that couldn't believe they couldn't watch the game the other night.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have, and then the app, and like, I've never heard more complaints. Never heard more complaints about why is it so hard to be able to watch your team, especially during the playoffs.
Easy. Go buy a ticket.
A plane ticket and?
Exactly.
Oh, Jeff, you're just so generous.
Well, you're there. You can go to Charlie's Steakhouse in Orlando. Very good stuff.
Which, that steakhouse is on my list of top steakhouses.
It's not a great steakhouse, but it's a nice place to go eat dinner.
It's a fun atmosphere, too, if you go with other people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done that a couple times. Okay, so let's break this down even more, Jeff. Give me what Orlando needs to do to beat the Cavs. Because if you assume, I'm not going to say assume. If you think this is Orlando's night, what will Orlando do to be able to get through what they weren't able to do in the first 2 games? Like, what's the difference?
It's just so clear, it's ridiculous. You ready?
Yeah, I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Of course you know what I'm going to say. Let me give you some numbers.
Okay.
Best shooting team right now in the NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder, basically at 51%.
Okay.
The second worst team shooting-wise, so far in the NBA playoffs, the New York Knicks at 40.1%.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
The worst shooting team, 34.3% for the Orlando Magic. 34.3%. They're so bad in the first 2 games that they're not even like in radar range of the next worst team, the New York Knicks. They will shoot better tonight. The Cavs' defense has been good, yes. A bigger problem is the Magic just haven't been hitting shots. And I think.
But how much of that is because the Cavs' defense has been good?
Not as much as people want to believe.
Well, I want to believe that it's because of the Cavs' defense.
And I don't blame you for wanting to believe that. Worst 3-point shooting team so far in the playoffs.
I'm going to go Orlando Magic.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Alex, give me more of these trivia questions.
Yeah. You know the silly thing
to me?
Rest
his soul.
You ready?
Yeah.
Orlando not only is shooting poorly, they've taken the 5th most number of threes. Andy, could you just slap me upside the head?
Sure, I have no problem doing that. Mac, you got the broom?
Knock the 3-point sense into me because for the life of me, I will never figure out, hey, we're not shooting the threes well. Let's keep jacking them up. I'll never, ever understand that. I'll never understand it. We have a team that doesn't have great 3-point shooters. Oh, good. Let's shoot more. I do not get it. I never will. Take all the analytics you want.
How do you think we got to this? Is it analytics that got us to this point?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I just don't understand, though. The analytics tell you to shoot threes. Orlando and Jake Chapman was with us yesterday. Jake's our former producer. He's the radio play-by-play guy for the Orlando Magic. And he said, we got to start hitting some threes. Okay, yeah. Or you could hit some twos. That's Jake's right. If they're going to take the threes, they better hit some. But they're putting up 36 three-pointers a game. 36. Now, most teams take plenty. The Phoenix Suns have taken only 25 per game, fewest number in the NBA playoffs. Okay, they're hitting 34%. That's not great. But Orlando is at 23.6% on threes. 23.6%. They're lousy. All right, so figure something else out. And that's up to Jamal Mosley. You're going to keep taking threes? Okay, then you better hit them. If you're not going to hit them at home, you better have a plan B because you're not scoring points. You're not scoring points. You're shooting the ball poorly, and you're shooting it poorly from three. There's the magic trifecta, no pun intended. And they will shoot better tonight. And that's why tonight I think is going to be the biggest challenge for the Cavs.
I still think the Cavs can improve. I think the Cavs can get better than they played in the first two games of the series. They've done a lot of great things, but we've watched them go into stall mode in the third quarter in both of these games, where that second third quarter felt like it took 6 years to end. I never felt like the rhythm was where they wanted it to be.
The Cavs haven't shot the ball beautifully in the series themselves.
No.
The Magic have just been so bad. And the Cavs' defense has been good. And there's no question. It's just the one thing I keep going back to, if you have any fears for the Cavs here, it's, okay, you've pretty much dominated, but not put them away twice. Right? You didn't put them away in either game, and you gave them a little life in the second half, and the Magic made some little runs and came back in both games. Not all the way to make it, you know, a real challenge, but enough that it would make you think, hey, why didn't you put those guys away? And so there's, to me, the fear for tonight. The Magic will shoot better, and the Cavs haven't put them away.
I also want to go with this question about the Cavaliers right now. All right, Allen and Mobley.
Terrific.
Yeah, I have enjoyed watching
them all season.
Since the two have got together.
Yep.
Well, why haven't we had more of that? Why can't we have more of that?
Well, we can.
I mean, is it dependent on the matchup? Is it dependent on what they're able to do? How much they're hustling? How much they're going? Because their motors have been running for two straight games.
Yeah, they've been terrific.
And to watch Allen just, you know, snag down 20 rebounds in one game, eight followed up on a game where he had 18, I love this kind of basketball. I like watching it. I mean, it goes back to your idiot's guide to the game. If you're going to miss threes, why do you continue to take them? It's one thing to miss one. It's another to miss two. But then when you're starting to miss upwards of 10, you've got to figure out a different game plan. I almost think it's almost lazy coaching in some ways. Jeff, if you're going to keep going back and relying on that, or it's defiant players that don't want to listen to the coaching staff. So you can look at it one of two ways. Kind of basketball is what I like to watch. I don't know. Am I alone?
No, let me give you a thought.
Okay.
Just a hunch. Tall guys seem to have an advantage in basketball.
That is the weirdest stat I've ever heard of. Is that analytics?
Tall guys seem to do pretty well in this game if they have some ability. The one thing I like about what's happened, Evan and Jarrett they're both averaging 16 points a game, and they've not taken more than 13 shots in a game, either one of them, in these first two games. They've taken between 10 and 13 shots in each of the games, and yet they've been effective. And I think that's the formula, Andy. Just make sure they get some looks and get some decent looks. And I honestly think the distribution has been terrific. Darius Garland has had the same basic number of shots. Darius took 11 shots in game two, and I believe it was 11 shots in game one. And it's not that I don't want Darius to shoot. You know, if Darius has it going, if Donovan doesn't, like in the second half in game two, Darius stepped up, did a really nice job. And he's more than capable of that. We've seen it. Darius has taken 11 shots in each game. And that's terrific. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Evan's averaging 16.5 points.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jarrett's averaging 16 points a game. Great, great balance offensively. And I think that's what's been missing from the team for a good portion of the season.
Well, it's been there for the first two games of the series. We'll see what it looks like in game three. Your thoughts, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I think I kind of learned something, though, about Boston and Miami. And I'm listening to people go, well, who do the Cavs want to play next? Who do the Cavs want to play next? Would you rather play Boston? Would you rather play Miami? I'm going to dive into the question, and then I want to dive into the fact that we're asking the question. 216-474-0092.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.